Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 5, Learn to Listen. Communication is a two-person job. One person has the job of talking, and the other has the job of listening. The person who has the job of listening has the hardest job, because they have to take in and retain what is being said. A lot of times listening is taken for granted. Listening is a skill. Without it, communication is pointless. How are some ways you can utilize your listening skills in a contact center? In the next section, we will determine what is needed to make your listening effective. Allow customer to talk. In a conversation, there is the person who talks and the person who listens. That part is pretty basic. These roles can be interchangeable, but there is always someone who takes the lead on talking. In this context, that should be the customer. As we have talked about before, it is very common for a phone operator to become too focused at the task at hand and forget to use their listening skills. No one likes to be interrupted, so a contact center agent has to make sure to be patient.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Customers who are constantly interrupted start feeling like they are being rushed or that you are not interested in assisting them. You want to give the customer 100% of your attention and make sure you understand their needs and feelings. Sometimes you will get customers that just need to vent their frustrations, and sometimes you will get customers who have a hard time expressing their needs. Allowing the customer to finish talking uninterrupted will show them you value them as a customer and are ready and willing to help them. Avoid judgment. Just as you don't want to judge a book by its cover, you don't want to judge a caller by a small breach of your own personal code of ethics. While we may not mean to, we are all guilty of giving into our personal prejudice tendencies from time to time. Succumbing to these preconceptions is very unfair for the callers, though, and should not be tolerated by any supervisor. A contact center agent's job is to assist callers. It's important to keep your own bias out of mind when talking to a customer. Your own feelings don't matter. It's a business call, and
important
to keep
professional. For non-commercial use.
There is always going to be a caller that says something or presents themselves in a way that triggers your own personal bias receptors. You have to treat every customer exactly the same and make sure that you keep any personal feelings you have about the caller or the situation to yourself. You never know, you can make a big impact on the caller, and they could make a big impact on you. Take notes. There are many benefits for taking notes during a call. The main reason is to jot down important questions or comments the caller has made so that you can clarify with them after. You don't need to write down everything they say, just the highlights. This way, you can stay engaged in the call but still be able to refer back to key aspects of what's already been said. When you are a contact center agent, you will get all different types of callers. Some callers will have what feels like 20 different reasons for calling that day. Taking notes with these callers can help you clarify what their needs are to better assist them. Sometimes you will get callers that talk in circles, get off track, or rambles.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Taking notes can help you sort through the dust and dirt of the conversation to uncover the issue or reason for the call. Unfortunately, sometimes you will also get an annoyed or irate caller. These callers are already upset, and having them repeat what they've said can make the situation worse. Taking notes with these callers lets them know that you've listened to what they've said and that you want to help. Recap the call. Another way to show the caller that you are listening to them and actively trying to understand their needs is to recap the call. This means that you summarize the call after the caller has finished talking. When you do this, you want to try to use some of their words or phrasing. This shows them that you've taken an interest in assisting them today. Recapping the call also gives the caller a chance to correct any misunderstandings prior to moving forward with whatever the task at hand may be. You want to avoid any mocking or sarcastic tones when recapping the call.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Just so that I understand you correctly. So I understand that today you need assistance with. I just want to clarify that you have stated. Case study. Lucas has been working at King Communications for the past 3 years. King Communications is the area's leading telecommunications provider. Part of what makes the company so popular is that customers are able to use their online portals to make changes to their accounts. Lucas's job is to help customers access their online accounts and troubleshoot the internet errors that may occur. Lucas is one of the top agents at King Communications. Because he is so patient with the callers, he has the highest customer satisfaction rate. Isabella has just started at the company and has been placed with Lucas for training. He tries to impart his years of knowledge and customer service experience to Isabella. Isabella learns the benefit of allowing the customer to talk, avoiding judgment, taking notes, and recapping the call. Lucas and Isabella practice
created
with
free version for non-commercial
use
to
some of his phone calls. Isabella is excited and hopes that she can be as good of a customer service agent as Lucas is.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.